Speaking to reporters during the review, Tidwell said that the Forest Service was still focused on building sustainable economies in timber and minerals throughout the nation, but that it valued its partnerships with conservation groups for restoration work. Without partnerships, Tidwell suggested that the work might not get done.
We got to be able to expand our capacity, and we can't always rely just on appropriated dollars because those have continued to go down. Our staffing's gone down, but at the same time, the needs, the resource needs to be able to restore these systems, that hasn't gone away. So, yeah, we're reaching out to conservation groups and to all of our different partners to be able to find more ways to be able to build capacity so that we can meet the needs of the public, meet the needs of our communities. It's one of the ways that this region is responding to that need with the realities that we have a lot less people, a lot less resources than what we've had in the past.
Sitka District Ranger Carol Goulart told the Sitka Assembly on August 13th that staffing in her office had dropped from 137 employees in 1996 to 63 now. She said there were plans on the board to possibly drop that number further to 42. Not many timber sales have been planned out of the Sitka District recently, but several large restoration and young growth projects in Sitco Bay, Stargavin, and Fubar Creek have all had significant participation by district staff. The actual restoration work, the boots on the ground, is being funded through collaborations of various conservation groups like Trout Unlimited, the Sitka Conservation Society, and the Nature Conservancy. SCS Director Andrew Tomes was selected to sit on a panel on young growth and restoration during the chief's review.
I think that we expected that the Forest Service would make a quicker transition into the new management focus that focused more on fisheries, watershed restoration, investments in the visitor industry and recreation and tourism, a larger focus on subsistence management rather than the same old focus on the old logging program on the Tongass.
In 2009, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack announced a far-reaching vision for the Forest Service along these lines. But Tidwell's sights are on the more traditional realities of the agency and anchored in logging.
It takes a combination of not only what we can do to provide for great fisheries habitat in the streams, but to be able to respond to the needs for minerals development, to be able to respond to the needs for hydro development, to be able to continue to provide sustainable flow of timber that can provide an industry that we can sustain over time.
The Sitka Conservation Society's Andrew Tomes said the Young Growth and Restoration Panel concentrated on fisheries, where SCS and other organizations have been stacking a lot of their chips lately. He thinks the message was delivered.
I think one of the biggest eye-openers for them was the salmon, and that the Tongass is really a salmon-producing forest. I know that some of the members of the contingent that were here got to go out fishing, and they went coho fishing, and they saw all of the trollers, the hundreds of small businesses that operate on the Tongass, and the charter fishermen who are out there taking visitors out and catching these coho salmon, which over 80, 90% of those come from the Tongass National Forest.
The amount of fishing businesses that the Tongass sustains, Tomes added, is something that people from outside the region just don't understand. In addition to Chief Tidwell, the other members of the chief's review included the Forest Service's senior management from Washington, D.C. Tomes says that conservation groups like SCS have willingly partnered with the Forest Service in restoration, but that the time has come in the transition for the agency to take a greater leadership role. Reporting in Sitka with help from Matt Miller in Juneau, I'm Robert Woolsey.